Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran on the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name's Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, we'll be picking up where we left off last time, speaking with Jan Burian and Lorenzo Veronese of IDC, and discussing the transition from Industry 4.0 to what they called Green 0.0. So as well as the company's, you know, typical priorities we're all aware of, efficiency, productivity, profitability, shareholders, we've now obviously got regulatory compliance, we've got customer expectations, and we've got sustainability, and to add to that. And you mentioned about how, you know, a data-driven service can help them do that. I think that brings us nicely to what's the role of technology in this? In which areas do you believe the technology investment, in particular around factory automation, could have the biggest impact on a manufacturer's sustainability goals?
Yes, taking that. First of all, as you said, this ability to company realize the need to go back to basics. So we talk about sustainability, data collection, granularity, but if you think about what a manufacturing company does, it's really coming to the, when it comes all to the basic is assembly and producing goods in the factory. So the better the data granularity you have at that stage, the more precise way you have to manage and steer your business. So in this sense, this is really central as to how to operate the data that are collected, that are analyzed, that are distributed and contextualized in a factory in a much better way. So the first element is, generally speaking, understand top down what your consumption is in terms of material, energy, and cost. And that has two effects. One, it helps you allocate the cost much more precisely to the product level, for example, and understand exactly how you're spending your money, at which level, at which step of the value chain, very precisely. Secondly, it gives you very good visibility of, for example, the sustainability of your operations at a machine level, at a product level, at a process level, and enables you to be much more reactive on that and much more be open and visible on that. So first one is like creating a shop floor to top floor, let's say, visibility of where the resources went in terms of money, in terms of materials, in terms of cost, water, and so on and so forth. And then also there's a very other in relevant point, and this is like connecting companies. So we start talking less and less about B2B, but also system to systems. Company want to be connected in an ecosystem and deal with each other in a very in a different way, prioritizing the ability to the business partners in this network to, for example, to provide real-time data. Think about the complexity of running a supply chain now when business are being thrown, into great disruption by all the problems that we see happening in the past month, from COVID to the supply chain disruption, now the war. And if you think about, you really want your suppliers to demonstrate the capabilities, you really want to partner, for example, with a supplier who's able to deliver. And they need to demonstrate that. They need to communicate that they have the capabilities to fulfill the promise that they made to you when they signed the order. So that's an example. So you want to partner with companies that are excellent in terms of technology, but also if you think about the environmental regulation, now you got scope 1, scope 2, scope 3. Scope 1 and scope 2 are within what a company can achieve by themselves, managing their own energy consumption in terms of direct or indirect production. But scope 3 is what happens in the value chain. And of course, this is very challenging for a company because how they can know what their suppliers are doing without the suppliers telling them precisely and showing them the data. So we see a system-to-system integration of companies sharing data across the value chain. So this is also what technology can bring up. But in order to be participate to this ecosystem, you need to be able, first and foremost, as I said, Albini, to understand what's going on in your own factory, in your own processes. So getting the data right is essential. And furthermore, most of the more advanced technologies today, for example, AI and advanced use cases, rely on data. So the ability to collect data granularly at each stage and manage them and organize them and handle them in the right way is also essential, for example, to create new insights using AI tools, for example. Or, and this is really, really important. And last but not least, another technology where we see very prominent today is cloud, coming quite at the forefront of the technology discussion everywhere. This is enabled by Edge, for example. Now, so you see, you are able now to keep the data on premise, analyze them, move them on the cloud in a seamless fashion from edge to cloud without having to compromise your latency, without having to compromise your security. And that's really a big opportunity for companies to open up their production floors and really making them much, much more integrated in the broader IT context. So that's something that companies are taking good advantage of, at least some companies who are more savvy and forward-looking, but that's an enormous opportunity as well. So to sum up, getting data shop floor to top floor, sharing data across organization, using all this data that they share to run new use cases, leveraging artificial intelligence, and as a foundational capability, edge to cloud architectures.
Brilliant. No, brilliant. And again, that kind of leads me on to my next question. You mentioned that some companies are doing this well and have adopted that philosophy. However, there are some companies that have a challenge finding the right technology strategy, or new challenges and disruptions keep popping up. So it impacts what they want to do and how they want to deploy technology. Would you like to point out a significant challenge that needs to be addressed as manufacturers progress on their sustainability journey? You know, are people always waiting for the next thing? What should they do?
Yeah, I mean, there could be, of course, a number of perspectives and different angles. I'd say, I mean, let's start from the basics. Because, I mean, to the way how to identify the right technology, we're going to get a bit later in this podcast. But if we talk about the one of the key challenges here, the first thing is the right infrastructure, right? So the ability to get the data, you know, from the from the systems, because one of the biggest challenges, again, this is called a data conundrum, right? So that to access a large universe of data, which is spread across the organization, and the data resides in multiple repositories, that's really hard. In such an environment, to come up with some meaningful, say, output, let's put it like that, right? Or to create some sort of like an action which is helping the organizations to achieve their targets, right? So first step first, that's the IT infrastructure. Next level, this is the data, right? So the ability to contextualize the data is something which is missing of most of the time in organizations. Then another area would be, I'd say, is the ROI, right? Because on the one hand, a lot of these efforts are driven by the regulations. So so this is something which is, let's say, mandatory, and the organizations doesn't think that much about how much they need to invest in these measures because they just need to do that. But on the other hand, there are also a lot of activities which are purely ROI driven, right? So and this is pretty much the same or very very similar to the Industry 4.0 projects which we've been seeing during the last couple of years, where the ROI also to set up the 1, 2, 3 years ROI, at least especially 1 year ROI, was really challenging, right? So then what's very important is to really look at the technology as an enabler of something like a long-term thing, more scalable, so the organizations could be really able to add the new solutions to the infrastructure, to the data infrastructure, and this is a way how to overcome, I would say, overpass the issues or challenges with the data, right? So yeah, by the way, in IDC or one of the IDC surveys tells us that in early 2022 only like around 25%, 23-25% of manufacturing, utilities, oil and gas companies had identified all relevant sustainable data that exists within their internal systems. So I just only 23%. So that's really quite a very, let's say, low number, and hopefully as we speak, and this is all, this is going to improve over the time. But again, the right technology, the right data, the right technology infrastructure, these are the key enablers to help the companies to move further.
I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Today I'm talking with Jan Burian and Lorenzo Veronese of IDC, and we're discussing the transition from Industry 4.0 to Green.0. So you mentioned there about ROI, return on investment. What other key performance indicators or KPIs play a key part on the sustainability journey?
Yeah, so that's quite interesting. Because of course you can only improve what you can measure, and so company need to have from one end a target in mind they want to achieve, but also to have the right data to measure it and to assess their progress against this target, and this is extremely important because as I said before, and the ability to deal with the requirements of the market is forcing and will force more and more companies to provide information about their key sustainability KPIs. And this won't be able, they won't be able to do it just by greenwashing. They will have to do the real math, the real numbers crunching, and the same way they're reporting their financial correctly. So this is something that we see happening more and more, and company will be put under enormous pressure to provide this information. So when we talk about the KPIs, there are three main type of KPIs that we see coming at the forefront. The first one is the KPIs that are specific to a company, to the company. And this is part, they're part of the brand identity, and they're about the sustainability. The second big layers of KPIs are those who are related to compliant with regulatory regulations. So there are all the KPIs the company will have to put together in a much more and more granular way to satisfy the needs of the regulations, of the trading partner or the business partner, and so on and so forth, the customer, to show exactly what they're doing against the regulation target, the environmental targets that are set on a basis of agreed regulation and best practices as well. So this is sort of, like I said, similar. This is really similar to what companies are currently do with their financials, if you want. Then there are the third level of KPIs. And this is quite interesting because they are those type of specific KPIs that are not specific to the environmental excellence per se. But actually KPIs that have been used in the factory for a long times. But they're going to become sustainability KPIs as well. For example, energy consumption, material consumption, transportation optimization. All these KPIs are really something that go beyond the perspective of the environmental excellence, but are really strongly rooted in business optimization, but where, I mean, there's a full convergence between the two interests. And we think that these are also those who will, in some ways, for some industries and some companies, matter the most, really, in terms of how they can drive real change in the way they run the business. And in fact, in IDC, we see that when it comes to the big, large multinational, the G2000, for example, we see by 2026, 60% of this company to using key sustainability KPIs and data as their primary operational control parameters, compared to the small number that we see today, so about 20%. So this amount of company will pretty much triple in the next 5 years. And the idea is, yeah, of using sustainability KPIs as operational control is really what we see as a core of Green.O, really.
What should manufacturers take into consideration when they're thinking of technology which can help them to meet their sustainability goals? So tying the technology to help them with those sustainability classification types that were really well kind of described by you there.
I would say that in the early stages, they should really understand, I mean, the sustainability goals, right? I mean, what they would like to achieve, right? And by the way, also how these goals relate to the overall business strategy, right? So that's pretty much a stepping stone here, right? Looking at the energy, water, waste management, carbon footprint, and so on, right? So then, of course, this is probably the role of the CDO, Chief Digital Officer, CTO, Chief Technology Officer. They really need to look for the right solutions, for the right infrastructure, which is scalable, right? Which is, and also secure enough, right? Because, I mean, we talk about the data here, we talk about the using the data from different data sources, and by the way, not just the data coming within the four walls of the companies, but the data coming from supply chain, the data from external partners. So that security aspect is crucial here. Then the organization should be also checking the digital transformation strategy roadmap to find out to what extent this current the current solutions or the planned solutions could help. Because maybe sometimes this is not about coming with a new solution, like example could be maybe like a MES, for example, right? So you can get a lot of interesting data, be checking a lot of interesting data through the current MES system, right? So you don't need to come up with anything, say groundbreaking, but this is more about a way how to leverage the data, right? Coming for the solution. So to have an understanding, I mean, what kind of value the current solution can bring or the new ones, that's really important, right? And then of course, it's probably the one of the key factors of the success is to look for the right technology partner, right? So and engage with these partners at the early stage of the solution planning or technology planning or selection. That's very important here.
Fascinating. We've covered some ground there, but you know the way you've kind of distilled it down, it's certainly very interesting to me and has made it much more clearer how You know, everything is intertied with each other, and nothing stands alone, which is the kind of connectivity piece of it. As I always do, I'd like to say to both of you, you know, what final thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with? Lorenzo, would you like to go first?
Yes, one only thing. We need, as I said, to find a way out from the situation we're into, which is dramatic for many, many aspects, by leveraging a convergence between cyber and physical, to be able to bring more and more IT into our processes, because really, when you have the data, and when you're able to create the data and to visualize the data and to take this, you cannot ignore them. You cannot ignore data. So when you have this visibility, really this drive changes. And with technology, a lot of opportunities can be revealed in this way. So leveraging environmental and business convergence is something that can really drive a good transformation for the business and for the society.
Thanks, Lorenzo. And Jan, final thoughts from you.
Yeah, maybe something sort of a little bit more high level. So I would like to say that we really need to live, work, produce in a more sustainable way for the sake of our children and for the future generations, right? And what's the difference between the approach in the past and approach we can have now or in the future is that we have a technology, right? And this technology, digital technology, could really significantly help us on that journey.
Guys, that's sound advice, and I'm sure our listeners would agree. Jan, Lorenzo, thank you very much for joining me today. It's been fascinating to get a glimpse of the possibilities technology can provide for a greener future. And thank you, the listener. I hope we've provided some insight into how you can shape your own digital journey to reach your sustainability goals. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.